Good morning. For those of you who I haven't already met, I'm Linda, one of the teaching team, and I'm so happy that you're all here today and we get to take a look into the Word of God. So this Christmas, I was given this gift, and make sure I have it right side up. Yeah, there. It's a picture frame with pictures of my two granddaughters when they were little and where they are today as teenagers. And I looked at this and I thought, oh, they're so darn cute. I remember when they were that little and they would sit on my lap and I could kiss those chubby cheeks. I love it. I wish that they had just stayed little like that, because now they're teenagers, and you know, teenage girls, you know, they have emotions and drama, and they want to hide in their room and look at their phone, and they're just, I love them to death, but they're just not quite as much fun as when they were little. That growing up changes things. That made me think about this week's study, how we're looking at growing, Jesus' ministry growing. And it's not always pleasant, at least for everybody. So let's take a look. We're going to go through these chapters 2 and 3, and I know you've studied this in your discussion groups as well. But we'll take a brief look at each story that was happening and pick out a main point from each of the stories. So we begin in chapter 2, and we see that there's the story of Jesus healing the paralytic. And what stood out to me from that story, among other things, is the paralytic was completely dependent on his friends. He couldn't do anything on his own. And there are times in life when we're completely dependent on our friends. He didn't fight his friends. No, don't take me there. You know, what are you doing dropping me through the roof? He was dependent, and he kind of went with it. So the lesson for me in that is, when I am in that position of being dependent, don't fight against it. Allow other people to work for me and through me. And then his friends, boy, they had faith that persevered. They did not give up. And I really admire that kind of faith and want to hopefully develop that in my own self, that I don't give up. When things get tough, you just keep pushing on. We also see here in this story that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins. He is God. Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus had that authority. He's identifying himself as God. He used that title, the Son of Man, which was, and I guess still is, a common phrase meaning the Messiah. When he said the Son of God, he basically was saying, I'm the Messiah. And Jesus demonstrated his authority over the physical ailments, and he used that physical miracle to validate his authority over the spiritual. What I got kind of as a summary there was, sin needs to be forgiven, and Jesus has the authority to forgive sin. We see that the faith of the paralytic meets the compassion of Jesus. And I think we'll see that theme throughout the book of Mark. The faith of an individual meets the compassion of Jesus, and they're spiritually healed and sometimes